I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 29th. There were two new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 40. Quincy remains in the green category under the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 135 deaths. 2,500 new Chromebook computers have arrived in Quincy to help public school students learn from home. The new computers will be loaned out to students in grades 5 through 12 and to teachers to facilitate remote learning during the pandemic. The new computers cost $3.1 million. However, officials say the cost should be reimbursed by the federal government. A new communications system will be needed for the Quincy Police and Fire Departments when the former Quincy Medical Center is torn down early next year. The current system is on top of the former hospital. The new system would include a 150-foot tower near the new dog park off Quarry Street and some smaller stations in Quincy Point, Squantum, Howes Neck, and at North Quincy High School. 19-year-old Donna Zhu of Quincy is charged with distracted driving after police say she admitted to looking at her phone when she crashed and rolled her vehicle over. Happened on Kendall Street in North Quincy at about 2 a.m. Monday. Zhu was taken to Boston Medical Center with minor injuries. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, September 29th.